Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go out of the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. He is always with us Thursdays at noon. That's why we call it Thursdays with the King. And Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Head over to Fwat before the London game, or during the London game. But before the London game, Eagles and Jags. Two Sundays from now, Richie and I doing the Bud Light Facebook Live pregame show way early in the morning. That's a 9:30 game. That's a show that'll start, I don't know, 7 or 7:30. We're going to have a good old time tailgating with breakfast food and probably some lunch food.
Bangers and eggs?
At Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Our pal Howard asking, how you doing, Kang?
Hey, I'm absolutely sensational. Never had a bad day in my life. I just want to check one thing. Yeah. You guys do the broadcast. Because I believe I heard you. I thought I was listening to somebody else when you said what? You were a ladies' man. So I guess all the women will come out to see you. You said you were a ladies' man. I've seen your act with women. The body language is awful. Never get any digits. And
come on,
then
man.
When I've rarely seen you with a woman, I think it might push a four. So we'll just leave it at that.
Come on, Howard. You're gonna say you'll leave it at that, but I don't know if I'll leave it at that. I mean,
you better because you have nothing to stand on.
Man, Howard, this is a little
I'm
harsher.
I'm telling you, I've seen you try to hustle some
you've
ladies.
You've seen nothing. You've
weak.
Seen nothing.
It's weak.
All right, King. Oh man, Howard, I don't even know what to say here.
Not there, so I got to.
All right, Howard. Let's talk birds. At 3-3, where in your mind are you with this team? Are they about to take off, or is this going to be kind of a slog all year, competing with the other teams in the NFC East to, you know, maybe week 16 or 17 get over the top in the NFC East? Do they cruise, or is this going to be a battle all year in this division?
Well, we can forget about cruise because last year wasn't even a cruise and they won 13 games. So think about it in those terms. Now, because the Rams and I can see the Saints are the two
sure.
best teams in the conference.
But I just mean the division, Howard. Like the division, what happens?
Division, I don't know that they'll cruise, but they're going to win it. I can't see how they can lose it. I'm not sold on Washington. Which I think is a second game. I thought the Giants would have been, but boy, are they woeful. I mean, Eli Manning, I mean, Sheila's terrible. So now you got Dallas, and just because they beat up on Jacksonville last week, that's not Dallas. Dallas is not that good. So I think they win the division, but they need to win the division to have a chance, and I think they will win the division because that guarantees them one home game. Unfortunately, it could be three games, and the first game would be playing a wild card team at home. They really need to get a second wild card game. And I think it's not as good as last year. They're not going to cruise, but I think they're going to win the division.
And, Howard, do you think that they need something to kind of get them going here? Do you think there's enough and Carson's just going to be Carson and that's what's going to get them to win the division, or they need a playmaker right now?
Well, I'm not ready to say that. You can get a wide receiver probably easier than you can get. I don't want a running back. I mean, I want a running back, but I don't think that's the top need. I don't think you give up draft picks, and you'd have to give up sizable draft picks if you're going to get a good running back, and you'll find somebody out there. A wide receiver would be nice, but remember, Mac Collins is coming back in a couple weeks. Now, he's not a stud. I don't know that Mike Wallace will come back. They're talking about like he's got a chance to come back, and at least he can stretch the field. I'd like to see him, if they're going to get something, not in a playmaker, but somebody on defense. That's what I'd really like to see.
You know, Howard, it's interesting you talk about Matt Collins coming back, and that's been the idea the whole time. They are only allowed to bring back two guys from IR. So if they bring him back and they hold out hope for Roddy McLeod, does that mean other guys are just, that's it, cross them off, done?
Well, Roddy McLeod, I mean, and it's an ACL. I mean, I Roddy McLeod, I just can't see how he can come back. I mean, that would be, that's beyond a long shot, beyond a long
shot.
Well,
you know, Schwartz said he's coming back at one point. He said that in a press setting.
It was an ACL, if I remember correctly, right?
I think it's MCL.
Okay, MCL, he's got a chance, but that's not until the final 2 weeks of the season, or the final maybe few weeks of the season. So you've got to decide. Mac Hollins is probably ready now, but he can't come off for another 2 weeks. And then after that, who else do you take off? Do you wait for Mike Wallace? Do you wait for you wait for McLeod? I don't know.
It's tricky.
It is tricky. It is tricky. So you bring off one wide receiver, but I think Mac Hollins would be the first one ready to come back. I don't know that you want to wait and just hope that Roddy McLeod can come back. That's pretty tough.
Howard,
and I don't think Maragos will come back. It's a long process.
Howard, Markelle Fultz, what do you make of what's going on?
Well, he was 2 for 7. One was a layup, so at least he can make layups. So I'm happy. We all remember Brett Brown saying that he shot 150,000 shots in the offseason. My question is, and I'm sorry I didn't follow up when he said that, did he make any? I'm not ready to, I guess I'm closer to giving up on Markelle Fultz and saying he's going to be the guy. First of all, he can't play the two guard. That's ridiculous. For Brett Brown to try to force that into the lineup is a joke, because he's got to play point guard. And then I don't like Ben Simmons at the four, because I don't think he likes to get down and dirty, because he doesn't want to go to the foul line. So think about all these things that that you got to do. And I don't think right now anything works. Unless Ben Simmons is the point guard, that means Markelle Fultz is not a valuable player on this team right now. A good player.
I can't believe that I might have to rethink my own stance if I'm agreeing with Howard. Because I don't disagree.
All right, go to confession today, will you?
I might have to after that, yeah.
Hey, King, have a good time. Eagles, Carolina, part of the broadcast, of course, with Merrill Mike on Sunday. We'll be listening. Thanks, Howard.
It's a win. It's a win, so just relax.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.